The first section of discussion today will be related to weight-related formulas. Here, we have three different types of weight that can be either provided or calculated. First, we have actual or total body weight, which is abbreviated as TBW. This represents a patient's actual weight and does not need to be calculated. As the majority of us will practice in the United States, a patient chart will likely have the patient's weight in pounds. It is common procedure to convert that weight to kilograms, which is still considered a patient's actual or total body weight. Secondly, we have ideal body weight, abbreviated as IBW. This is calculated from a formula we will see in the upcoming slides. This value may also be used in calculating the adjusted body weight, or ABW for short. Now that the cat is out of the bag, I want to introduce adjusted body weight. As said in ideal body weight, adjusted body weight will be derived from a formula partly from a patient's ideal body weight. That is typically used when actual or total body weight exceeds their ideal body weight with a ratio of 1.3 or percentage of 130%. While the explanations will be stated in the next few minutes, I want to mention that actual or total body weight is what you get from a scale. It requires no calculations, only a conversion to kilograms or pounds if need be. This is also an introduction to these concepts, so I want to clarify that there are various drugs that require any of these three calculations. You will see some of them in your later years of pharmacy school and on rotations, but you will encounter several dosing recommendations when you use your online resources for specific drug dosing. You have a large arsenal of tertiary resources to guide you into finding which weight or calculation is required.